So, as we predicted.
Drilled in around the back, Scales with the header in! Troy Parrott! Lift off at the Aviva Stadium, that is a massive, massive goal! Troy Parrott shifts it, gets his shot away! Troy Parrott on the double! And talk about the cat amongst the pigeons, this is dreamland for Ireland!
It's got to be red, referee.
I think he's going to go back pocket, is he? Yellow card, off of that red card for Ronaldo. And that cheered as much as any of the Parrott goals in the first half. A sarcastic applause from Cristiano Ronaldo. The final whistle. An Ireland victory, a group where Ireland have been chaotically unpredictable, but in the best possible way tonight.
There's been many, many memorable results here at the old Lansdowne here. This is up there with a lot of them.
2-0 against Portugal in a World Cup qualifier at Lansdowne Road. Troy Parrott scored twice. Ronaldo was sent off. A win against Hungary on Sunday, and Ireland will be a playoff away from next year's World Cup. The voices you heard there, Des Curran and Ronnie Whelan on RTE television last night. Des Cahill is here. A lap of honour by the players, Des, at the end to a full cheering stadium. And it was so nice leaving an Ireland match at home with so many people so happy.
Yeah, the buzz is unreal. And so many kids there with parents, which is it's a very special thing to have a young child at a match, you know, and that, because I know they stay in your memory forever. When the kids become adults, they'll always remember those. So that's a lovely part of it. John mentioned some of the headlines. The Sun excelled themselves with the puns. Troy to the world about Troy's two goals. Ireland pulled off a Heimer manoeuvre to breathe the life back into their World Cup campaigns. And Owen Hauser, Neil Reardon writes, there was some who came here primarily to see the fellow wearing number 7 on his back. Troy Parrott did not disappoint. Turning in, yeah. As for the other fella, Cristiano Ronaldo's evening was ended half an hour prematurely with that sending off. So there was so much in it, so much drama. We're going to hear a lot as we go through the programme, but just to give you an initial reaction, Gavin, let's hear Irish manager Heimir Hallgrímsson. You'd expect when he was chatting with Adrian Neames, he'd be buzzing top of the world, but he sounded exhausted.
Yeah, just proud of the performance. I'm happy for the guys, for the association. Yeah, and I'm proud of the performance they did. They showed focus and discipline. It was hard work, a lot of steps in this game. And and it was I would say a brilliant teamwork. Sorry for the delay.
You seem a little drained after it all, are you?
Yeah, I've been speaking too much to the media. No, it was definitely, you can compliment some players individually, but I think it was a perfect example of how a team wins a game.
For Portugal, losing one of the greatest players of all time to a red card after that elbow on Darragh O'Shea, that was a huge body blow. He had something to say to you as he was leaving the pitch. Can you enlighten us, perhaps?
No, I was said on the last press conference before the game that in Portugal he controlled the referee, he controlled the stadium. He's obviously one of the best players in the world, and people listened to him. So he was doing that in Portugal, and I just said I hope he's not going to control this referee. So he blamed me for having a kind of effect on the referee, but obviously this was just a silly mistake from him. So it had nothing to do with me that he got a red card.
It's on to Budapest now for the final instalment. It's a must win for Ireland. A draw will suffice for Hungary. Obviously there'll be a lot of players who are feeling the effects of tonight. How are you feeling about Sunday? I know you've had barely time to absorb tonight and the proceedings here, but looking ahead to Sunday, it's a huge task, isn't it?
Yeah, it's two good things from this game. Number one, winning always helps your recovery. You recover quicker when you are positive and you feel good. Second is that we managed to substitute players. We made 5 substitutions, some of them early. We managed to take off the players that had a yellow card. So hopefully that helps for Hungary. But yeah, now it's our fantastic medical team that needs to work day and night and every minute to get them energized again for Hungary.
That's the Irish manager, Hamer Helgrimsson. Troy Parrott described it as the greatest night of his life last night. Do you know what age he was the last time we were in the World Cup?
He was four months old.
So the playoff draw is next Thursday. I know we're not in the playoff, but can you imagine the buzz if we did get past Hungary and we're
Scotland
in the playoff?
At home, yes.
The buzz would be unreal if that were to happen. And the let the fever not end now, because this afternoon the Irish under-17s, they're in the World Cup in fairness, and they've been performing superbly. They're playing Canada in the knockout stages. That's live on RTÉ at 3:15 today, RTÉ2, followed by the under-21s match with England. But just to get back to the Portuguese, I felt a bit sorry for Ronaldo on the red card. I know I'm in the minority.
It's mad that, I mean, 4 years ago when he was last here, the morning after, we were talking to young Addy Whelan from Shells, who had ran onto the pitch at the end getting the jersey, and here he is being a mixture of booze and kind of cheered off at the same time.
Oh, jeered off big time, I thought. But he couldn't be nicer with the Irish the day before, and how he loves coming here and the crowd are great, etc. And as you know, he mimicked tears while Dara O'Shea was lying on the ground. I thought it was a feck off kind of swing rather than, you know what I mean,
because he was being pushed throughout the whole game.
This is what the Portuguese manager Roberto Martinez said. He said Ireland deserved the win, but this is what he had to say about Ronaldo's red card.
And on the 44th minute you get the second goal, so you can imagine you got the strength, the energy of the crowd, and it becomes very difficult. Then the red card is just a captain that's never been sent off before in 226 games, so I think that just deserves credit. And today, I think it was a bit harsh because he cares about the team. He's 90 minutes in the box, or 60 minutes or 58 minutes, being grabbed, being pulled, being pushed. And obviously, when he tries to get away from the defender, I think the action looks worse than what he actually is. I don't think it's an elbow. I think it's the full body. But from where the camera is, it looks like an elbow. But we accept it. It could be a red card, but because for the right reasons. He cares, he was in the mood of the team, that we were frustrated, we were chasing first goal, and then it's a little bit, the only thing that it leaves in my, the taste of my mouth is that in the press conference yesterday, your coach was talking about the aspect of the referees being influenced, and then a big centre-half falls on the floor so dramatically at the turn of Cristiano's body. So I don't think it's anything that doesn't happen in football. It's won many games for us. It's a reference for us. And now we need to make sure we win the next game for him.
He misses, obviously, the game against Armenia on Sunday. But if he was done for violent conduct and that, he'd miss World Cup games as well, which would be... It was his first time being sent off, we heard, for Portugal. But he's been sent off 15 times in the record. But I did feel like he does put up with a lot of attention and holding and pushing. But anyway, what a win for Ireland. We're going to hear from some of the Irish lads coming up at 7:30.
And we'll have plenty more later on. We'll be talking to Ray later on. I mean, look, the reason why we're leading with this morning is it was such a surprise. 21 minutes past 7:00.